Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we usually tackle pretty heavy stuff here, research papers, historical docs, but sometimes the most, well, profound insights come from unexpected places, like, say, a children's story. Today, we're actually doing just that. Our main source is called Daisy's Great Day Off. It's all about Daisy, who happens to be a donut-shaped pool floaty.
That's right. And before you think we've gone off the deep end, this really is a deep dive. We're not discussing, how to patch vinyl. We're treating Daisy's story like a case study. Her life at Sunshine Pool, her big escape. It actually holds some really useful nuggets about work, burnout, self-care, and, well, finding purpose.
Exactly. So the mission today is to pull out those aha moments from Daisy's journey. You know, actionable stuff for you, the listener, about balancing work, taking care of yourself, and feeling like you belong.
Finding the universal truth inside the inflatable donut, so to speak.
Let's paint the picture first. Daisy's life at Sunshine Pool. It sounds pretty demanding. The story makes it clear she wasn't just like floating around looking cute. She was working, carrying kids, getting spun around by cannonballs, being the go-to for Marco Polo games, basically nonstop.
Right. She's the classic helper, the one whose whole identity seems wrapped up in being useful. The text really emphasizes her constant activity. Her value is tied directly to being available, being buoyant, and that kind of high-demand existence, well, that's what sets up the whole problem.
Yeah, which leads us right into the first big theme, the absolute necessity of taking a break.
Precisely. Even though she's, technically an inanimate object designed for fun, Daisy hits a wall. She experiences this kind of, well, floaty fatigue. And the story gives us that key moment. She sighed. That little sound tells you everything about the weight she's carrying.
Then she says it out loud. Even floaties need a day off.
That sigh.
Yeah.
That's the core of it. That's lesson number one. Doesn't matter who you are or what you do, especially if you're a helper type, you need downtime. Everyone does.
It's so true. But the story doesn't just stop at saying she needed a break. It shows us how hard it was for her to actually take it.
Ah, yes. The escape mechanics. This is where it gets really interesting and very relatable, I think. It wasn't some graceful glide away. No, she had to physically make it happen. The book describes her waddling to the edge, rolling down the steps, and then that sound, boing, 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 bouncing onto the sidewalk.
Okay, that boing, boom, boom, boom. It's kind of funny, but what's the deeper meaning there? Is it saying self-care is supposed to feel awkward and effortful?
I think it is, absolutely. That waddle and bounce isn't just cute imagery. It's the real effort involved in setting boundaries. For someone like Daisy, whose whole purpose is being there, leaving her post feels like a big deal, maybe even a betrayal of her function.
So for us, that's like actually logging off Slack.
Oh.
Or leaving work on time, even when there's more to do. That awkward feeling of saying no.
Exactly. It's that deliberate, sometimes clumsy act of removing yourself from the situation that demands your constant presence. It takes energy.
Right. So the takeaway isn't just take breaks. It's more like be ready to wrestle for your downtime a bit. The helpful floaty has to get a little undignified to protect herself.
And that effort pays off. The story implies pretty clearly that taking care of yourself enables you to take care of others later. Daisy can't be the reliable Marco Polo anchor if she's deflated, metaphorically speaking.
Her self-care fuels her purpose. Got it.
Okay, so she's made the break, she's bounced onto the sidewalk. What happens next?
Next comes the fun part, right? The allure of novelty. She's out in the big wide world, free from responsibility, and the descriptions are great. She's floating down a lazy creek, dragonflies landing on her like little helicopters.
Taxis, I think it said.
Oh yeah, taxis, even better. Pure freedom, zero demands, just experiencing new stuff.
Then she drifts into a park fountain, becomes a stage for pigeons having a bath, rolls onto a beach. Hermit crabs use her like a merry-go-round. It's all very different from the pool.
Total novelty, like us going on vacation and just wanting to wander around, see new things, be anonymous for a bit.
But, and this is the critical turn, the novelty starts to wear off, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. She had all this fun new stimulation, but the story says she started to miss something.
What was it exactly? Was she just bored, or was it deeper?
It seems deeper. She missed the connection, you know. The text says she missed the kids' giggles, the feel of the pool splashes.
The community.
Ah, okay. So the dragonflies and crabs were like interacting with her, but it wasn't the same kind of relationship. It was maybe more superficial.
Right. The fun was real, but maybe a bit empty. It wasn't reciprocal in the same way as helping the kids have fun.
So the turning point isn't that the adventure failed, it's that the type of engagement wasn't fulfilling in the long run. Novelty is great, but it didn't replace that sense of belonging and, purpose.
She wasn't missing the work itself, maybe, but the feeling of making a difference, the impact.
Exactly. That's a really key distinction the story makes.
Yeah.
Being useful in the park fountain wasn't the same as being essential at Sunshine Pool. The freedom was nice, but that specific feeling of contributing to that small community's joy, that was deeper.
And then the outside world kind of confirms this for her, right? The kids find her.
Yeah, that's a powerful moment. They don't just see her, they actively call out Daisy. They recognize her specifically.
That external validation, them showing her she was missed and valued, that must have felt huge. They bring her back.
It reinforces her own realization, I think. It's not that their reaction created her value, but it confirmed the purpose she was already starting to miss.
The hermit crabs were fun, sure, but being the reason kids could safely splash and laugh, that was her unique contribution.
It ties back to identity, doesn't it? Her identity wasn't just floaty. It was Sunshine Pool floaty who helps kids. That specificity matters.
Okay, so her day off wasn't about finding a new purpose, but about realizing how much she valued her existing one once she had space from it.
Precisely. The rest was necessary, but it ultimately led her back to where she felt she made the most meaningful contribution. It wasn't work versus rest. It was finding the sweet spot.
Right. Let's try and distill this now into those clear takeaways, the nuggets for our listeners.
Okay, let's make them distinct. The learner needs clear points. So first, context matters. New adventures are great. They give perspective. But Daisy learned that her biggest impact, her best fit, was within her specific environment, the pool.
So appreciate where your skills are most valued. Freedom is good, but impact might be tied to a specific place or community.
Exactly. Point two is about purposeful contribution. Her greatest joy wasn't just being at the pool. It was actively helping the kids, enabling their fun. It wasn't passive presence. It was active participation that aligned with her design. You know, her structure perfectly met their need.
That's a good metaphor, aligning our own design, our skills, with what a community actually needs.
And wrapping it all up, the big one, the says nugget, if you will, the adventure, the break, it's essential. But the deepest, most lasting satisfaction often comes from returning to a place where you know you make a real difference.
Where you're needed and appreciated for what you uniquely bring.
Right. It reframes rest. It's not escaping purpose. It's recharging for purpose.
And the story gives us a sustainable model for this, too. It wasn't just a one-off crisis.
Crucial point. The ending says Daisy now gets one special day off every summer. It's planned. It's accepted. It's part of the system.
It's not a desperate escape anymore. It's scheduled maintenance, like preventative care for floaties and people.
And the proof it works. She always comes back ready to splash. The break achieves its goal. It reinforces her commitment. It doesn't undermine it.
That readiness to return is the key. The waddle and bounce was worth it.
So Daisy the Donut Floaty gives us a pretty solid framework. Integrate rest into your purpose. Don't see them as opposites.
Okay, so let's leave our listeners with something to chew on.
Yeah, here's a final thought. Daisy, this symbol of constant utility, found a way to make rest a sustainable part of her purpose with one scheduled day off. So the question for you is, if she can do it, what is that necessary, protected, restorative day off look like in your life? What do you need to do to make sure you can come back ready to make your own splash? It's not about permanent escape. It's about the optimized return.